Hey everybody, the Nintendo conference just wrapped up, and I think it's fair to say a lot of people were kind of confused about that. The Wii U name, I don't know, it's one of those, like, you hear it, and myself included, it was just like, what? But, I don't know, I think it's kind of the same with the 3DS. Like, Nintendo had a huge hit with the DS, and they had a huge hit with the Wii. So obviously, if you're going to make a successor to that, you probably want to keep the name in there. I know the 3DS, some people have said, well, maybe, some people are seeing that and thinking, well, is it just the same as the DS? Or, and some would argue it kind of is, just with 3D. And, people might think the same thing with the Wii U. So, that's up to Nintendo to market the right way and show people that, hey, no, this is a new thing. Hopefully they will. They clearly have the third-party support to back that up. Clearly, Darksiders 2 at launch. It's pretty. I guess it depends on when Darksiders 2 comes out next year. Like whether or not the Wii U version will be like a few months after everything else, or if it'll actually like coincide with everything. Because that would be pretty big, I think, if they could get that, and if it worked well on the Wii U, that would be pretty big as well. Getting Batman Arkham, like, they dropped some pretty big names in there. We saw, like, there was a like kind of like a demo reel of different games running on it, and it was confusing at first because a lot of the games they showed, there was like a Wii Sports type, like a baseball one and a golf one. It just, like, it looked like a Wii graphic, so at first you were kind of like, what about what? But then they showed that Zelda game, and wow, like that gets me super excited just to see more Nintendo games like in HD, like taking advantage of what this console has to offer. Because, man, that Zelda game looked really good. Wii U stuff aside, like, I think it's hopefully they get some third party stuff that's exclusive that will make someone like me want to go over and get that. But I think if you're a Nintendo fan, now you're gonna be getting, hopefully you'll be getting Nintendo games, HD, like stuff like Mario and Zelda, Kirby, Donkey Kong. Like, hopefully you'll be getting those type of titles. I mean, Smash Brothers was confirmed, so that's pretty big. But then you also, you'll be able to get that Wii U and comfortably know that, hey, we're gonna get all these great third-party games too, and not just really kind of cheap knockoffs of those games. Like, we're gonna be getting the legitimate Batman Arkham City and Darksiders 2 and these games that they showed. I think that's pretty important that obviously Nintendo wanted to kind of hammer down today. But I don't know, it is kind of bothersome that, like, again, it's good that they're putting in focus in the third party kind of space right now, but because they need to kind of win that support back. But then, like, we're not seeing a whole lot of Nintendo stuff, and that's kind of what people like. People love the Nintendo stuff, and it's kind of worrisome that we're not seeing a lot of that. It's the same kind of with the 3DS. Like, they spent very little time on the 3DS. They showed, I think it was like five games that will be coming out this year, and that's good to know that we're going to be getting those games, because I'm sure they will all be great. But holiday 2011, and that's all we know. And I would presume that, like, other years pass, so we'll have like a some kind of meeting after this conference, and they'll reveal all these other details that you're like, why wouldn't you tell us during the conference? So hopefully soon we'll get kind of like a list of release dates for 3DS, because as a 3DS early adopter, it's kind of worrisome, like wondering how long am I gonna have to wait? Because Ocarina of Time, that's great, that's at the end of this month, but we talked about it on the podcast. That game came out a long time ago. I mean, it's great that we'll be able to play it again and in 3D, but I want something new. And so, Mario Kart, the Super Mario 3D looks great. That stuff looks great. It'll probably be like great, but I was hoping to at least see kind of a release date for one of those to know, okay, this is how long I'm gonna need to wait. But other than that, gotta wrap it up. We'll have a podcast to get more in detail into this. I think Nintendo, as always, it's super confusing, but the more I think about it, the more I'm like, okay, it was pretty okay. It was pretty decent. There's some things I'm worried about, but overall, that was good.